audience to another edition of the Amber May Show. So glad you are here. Joining me today is Dr. Meehan, because you know what? We're talking about men's health today and testosterone and the effects of low testosterone and what causes low testosterone. We even touch on women's health too with hormones. And what are some tips and tricks that you can do to help if you're feeling really fatigued? I mean, like extremely fatigued, but it's so hard to get off the couch. If you're tired, you're overweight, you can't lose the weight. I mean, there are so many things that could cause it, but we're going to talk about that on today's show. So make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Send this far and wide, because there's people out there that are suffering with hormone deficiencies, and Dr. Meehan can help with that. So check that out, drmeehanmd.com, promo code Amber. And like, share, and subscribe. Join me on Telegram. I always add more content to Telegram. You can find me at True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. You can find me there. And if you believe in what I'm doing and would like to become an angel investor, the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Click the donate button and donate whatever you feel you could donate to the show. That would be awesome. Or you can become a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. Well, coming up right now is Dr. Meehan. I'm excited. We have Dr. Meehan Deck. Thank you, Dr. Meehan, for taking time out to come on our show today. Appreciate you.
It's great to be here, Amber. So good to see you again.
Oh, I just love our monthly chats that we have, you and I, because I learn a great deal from you. And I know my listeners do too. So I kind of want to dig in today on this week's topic to men's health. I think men's health kind of doesn't get that much notoriety. And, you know, men have health needs, and I think we need to address them, because sometimes it's that thing people don't want to deal with. Men sometimes don't want to realize that there's an issue. And
that's right. I mean, I think it's also what is we're not hearing much about it, because it's the thing that is most under attack.
That's true, too.
We are being poisoned. Our food, our personal care products, the diminishment of hormones, both male and female, has been a big focus of mine for about 25 years. In fact, I retrained in endocrinology so that I could address that need. I had a serious hormone deficiency as a result of being an athlete that had banged his head into linebackers and martial artists, and had damaged my pituitary to the point where I couldn't control my hormones. So at 35, I was fat, sick, inflamed, you know, heart attack waiting to happen, miserable, no libido, really just, you know, I probably would not be here today if I didn't figure out how to become an expert in managing my own hormones, all of them. Because when the pituitary, that little soft glandular punching bag that hangs down below our brain, when it gets damaged, the ability to control thyroid and growth hormone and sex hormones, your estrogen, your testosterone, your progesterone, et cetera, it's all diminished. Mm-hmm. But what we're seeing in the population now is really concerning. The decline in men. In fact, Tucker Carlson did a documentary not too long ago on The End of Men, was the name of the documentary, because of the documentation of the decline in men's hormones has reached such a dangerous level, a level that is leaving them insufficient to managing their bodies. They have no interest. In fact, they're such, when your hormones decline, Amber, it's like, I mean, I can speak as someone who had such a seriously low hormone level. I just wasn't interested in anything. You know, I thought all the best years were behind me. The future didn't look bright. And in fact, I was in a state of depression. And of course, I go to the doctor. They misdiagnosed everything. I get a pill for every one of the symptoms I had. In fact, I remember walking out with three or four prescriptions, you know, a blood pressure medicine, an antidepressant, a weight loss medicine, a statin, get side effects from every one of them. So that's how typically men are being treated, when very often we're not even checking their hormones. And they may, I see young men all the time that have such low levels, dangerously low levels. They can't heal and repair and recover from exercise. Their marriage is being destroyed because they have no interest in anything. They just want to, you know, sit in front of the computer, play video games, you know, eat Krispy Kremes, Mountain Dew, and McDonald's. They have no interest in sex. They have no interest in life. And that's what it feels like to be hormone deficient. In fact, the way I like to describe hormones is hormones are like water to a garden. Your hormones touch every cell. There are receptors within every cell in your body for these hormones, testosterone, estradiol, progesterone. If you have a beautiful garden and you don't water it, what happens to the plants, the fruits, the vegetables, the flowers? Well, they stop blooming. They stop bearing fruit. And the same thing happens with your hormones, with your tissues, with your cells. They start to dry up. They are not being stimulated. They're not replicating. You become anemic because your red blood cells are not replicating in the bone marrow. You start to lose your muscle mass. Your tissues start to atrophy. In women, the vaginal mucosa will start to dry out. But all of those physical representations, it's just like a garden that doesn't get watered, and we've got to water that garden. But the big issue we've been studying, and I've been studying for two decades now, is what's happening to the population.
Yeah.
What's happening? You know, where are these, all of these endocrine disrupting chemicals coming from?
Right.
Well, they're being sprayed on our food. They're being put in our personal care products that we rub on our skin or under our arms. The shampoos we use, even the fragrances that we use. And during the pandemic, how many people were slathering that antibacterial gel all over their hands? That is full of endocrine disrupting chemicals. It's in our water bottles. It's in the baby bottles. Fortunately, we kind of cleaned up part of that. But the big culprit is what's being sprayed on our foods.
Mm-hmm.
Roundup is prolifically sprayed in the United States. Unlike many other parts of the world and other countries where they have actually, I guess their lawmakers are not quite as buyable and purchasable by big industry, but they have banned the use of Roundup and atrazine. But here in the United States, we have not. We're spraying more of it every year. And glyphosate,
maybe it's by design, Dr. Meehan.
Exactly.
With everything you and I have found out the last few years and the friends mm-hmm. of ours taught us about, it wouldn't surprise me if we find out
that
design.
I do. That is the way I see it. I do see it. You know, there's a lot of useful idiots in this story. Just people that are doing what they're told to do and on the belief system that it's been contrived for them to believe. Many doctors are in that category. They're brainwashed and indoctrinated from the first day of medical school to the last day of their practice. But
speaking of that, Dr. Meehan, sorry to interrupt you, but yeah. I had to take my daughter to urgent care. She kept running this fever, I really just needed to get her seen like ASAP. Otherwise, sure. I would have called you, but she had a Hunter safety course and I needed to get her seen like now.
A Hunter safety course. I love that. Okay. Yeah.
So we go to the doctor and he's like, oh, it's just viral. It's just viral. I'm like, okay, well, I have ivermectin at home. I didn't tell him that.
Come on. Did you say that to him?
No, I didn't, but I'll tell you, it gets better. So I give her the ivermectin. Nothing's happening. And I'm thinking, I bet she has a sinus infection. So I take her back to the doctor. He looks at me kind of in disgust, like, I just saw you. This was like a few days, like 5 days apart, 6 days apart. And I'm like, her Hunter safety course is coming up and it's really hard to schedule. So like, I want to get her seen because I think it's an infection. And he dismissed me from the beginning when I was there. And then I was like, you told me it was a virus. So I gave her ivermectin. You gave her what? He was like disgusted with me. He's like, nothing. There is no medical study. There's nothing to suggest you should have given her ivermectin. And then he's like, and where'd you get it? And he was like giving me the third degree. I'm like, oh, you're the brainwashed doctor. This is why I don't go to you. This is why I go to Dr. Meehan.
Yeah.
This yeah, is when, exactly when a doctor like Dr. that Man, says there's the no doctor.
Yeah. When a doctor like that says there's no study, when there are 108 really pretty darn good studies, quite a few case controls, quite a few randomized controlled trials, not the highest level of evidence, but when you take all of that, those various studies, and you meta-analyze them and do a systematic review, you find that overwhelming data that ivermectin is not only effective against something like SARS-CoV-2, but it's a broad spectrum antiviral. There are like 27 studies on its effectiveness against influenza, large numbers of studies, significant number of studies available on its antiviral properties against many viruses on the planet. In fact, many of those viruses that live latent in the body, like varicella, shingles, chickenpox, Epstein-Barr. We use it all the time now as a means of keeping some of those viruses in suppression. If there is such a thing as what they're telling us, they're calling viruses, really exist. I'm becoming increasingly skeptical as I set.
Sorry, the button got pushed.
Oh no! Did we lose all of that or just some of it? Okay, good.
Just 1 second of it.
So, anyway, you just encountered the typical. That doctor is parroting something that they were told. They didn't do their own due diligence. They didn't go and look, and that's really the problem. That is a betrayal of our oath. I mean, we deserve to learn for ourselves and not trust what we're being told, because so much of what we're being taught in medical school is irrelevant, outdated, or just, fraudulent from its inception, because it was created by a pharmaceutical industry that was manipulating the data, trying to make us believe that, Tamiflu was the best antiviral there was. I mean, the Tamiflu story is one that everybody should go review and study. Vioxx, Tamiflu. I mean, Tamiflu as an antiviral was finally debunked when the Cochrane collaboration and Dr. Thomas Jefferson went and got the data, meta-analyzed it, and said, oh, come on, this thing doesn't work, and it is associated with a lot of harms. And yet every doctor and CDC and World Health Organization was buying the lie and buying billions of dollars worth of Tamiflu to stock for a pandemic.
But here's the also thing about my encounter with that brainwashed doctor. I was scared that he was so mad at me for giving her ivermectin after he told me it was a virus that he would call CPS on me. I mean, God has put people in my life who have had physicians call CPS on them when they were doing nothing more than being a good parent and doing the best they could with the knowledge they had. And then these doctors call CPS, and then their world's destroyed. So God has put me in this realm all of a sudden out of nowhere. I mean, I have to be in tune with what God's doing. That's why I tried to put a bill through this session. Didn't work this session. We're going to try next session. And I'm shopping my bill around to other state legislators, because God has introduced me to people who are in other state legislators or have connections with state legislators. So my bill went to Texas, my bill went to Missouri, and I'm going to send my bill to Nebraska. I met a senator over the summer in Nebraska. So local action creates national impact, right? Isn't that what General Flynn teaches us?
Yes,
but I was so
absolutely.
Afraid of this doctor that I just was like, okay, whatever you say, won't do it again.
Yeah.
Just because he was so upset with me. And I was just like, I'm not going to lose my kid over giving her ivermectin that is one of the safest drugs on the market.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Are you getting tired of woke companies trying to destroy our country and strip off us all of our freedoms? Big Mobile is no exception. In fact, we should be calling them Woke Mobile. Did you know that Big Mobile gives tens of millions of dollars each year to organizations that are trying to take away the very freedoms that you and I are working so hard to defend? It's time to do something about it. So here's the good news. Do you have a choice in the matter, and is there an alternative? Well, Patriot Mobile is the America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best in nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and an exceptional 100% base customer support. So Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar they earn to conservative organizations that fight for our freedoms. They support organizations like First Liberty, Turning Point USA, Susan B. Anthony List, the NRA, Folds of Honor, Students for Life of America, and many more. And this year, they're going to give more than $1.5 million to conservative causes. And with your help, they aim to double that next year. So the time is now. Our votes are no longer enough. We must stand together and support other like-minded companies and share our beliefs and values. Your cell phone is one way we can stand together against the fight of the left and help make America great again. So Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. So if you want to learn more, go to patriotmobile.com/amber. That's patriotmobile.com/amber and use promo code AMBER at checkout.
Hello, this is Tanya Joy from Beauty for Ashes, and you are watching The Amber May Show.
Are you looking for a doctor you can trust? Then look no farther than Dr. Meehan, and you can find him at meehanmd.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com for all your health care, supplemental, and telemed needs. And you know what my family did? We shopped at his supplemental store and we purchased these two items to help support our gut health. These are supporting our gut health because you know what? The gut health is so important. Our immune system is in the gut. Our serotonin's made in the gut. And so the most Americans, if you know, have a leaky gut. So if you're looking to improve your health, whether you're improving your gut health or your immune system, or you just have something that you need to talk to a physician about, go to meehanmd.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com. And while you're there, make sure you use the promo code AMBER so you can save some money. And while you're at the website, make sure you set up your telemed appointment and then check out all his supplements that he offers as well. That's meehanmd.com. Use promo code AMBER at checkout. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
I mean, that again, it's the brainwashing and indoctrination. And when, you know, it's, I tell patients all the time and people in general, it's like, if you want to discern, if you want a single question that will help you discern whether you've got a brainwashed, indoctrinated, ignorant, you know, parrot of, you know, a pill pushing doctor, and that's what 90%+ of them are, you just ask him the question, you know, does ivermectin work, or do you recommend the COVID-19 vaccines? If they say no, that ivermectin doesn't work, and you know, goes into this big rant about no evidence, et cetera, you got somebody that doesn't read for themselves. They have no critical thinking skills, and they're just going to push whatever pharma has been feeding them.
And this is why I'm glad we have a relationship, you and I, because this is, it further amplifies why, well, our pediatrician kicked us out of the practice 2 years ago when I was trying to give him scientific evidence. He didn't want to hear anything. Like these further, this is why you have to go to a doctor you can trust. Right. And praise God, I met you. Yeah. I mean, I'm so grateful for it because you've given me good counsel and you've been a great doctor to our family.
Well, look at the, and thank you for that. And I'm so glad to be there for that, because that is what I'm caught, you know, that is my calling. And part of my calling is also to police my profession and hold them accountable for what they're not doing properly. And there's so much to hold all of us accountable for. But one thing that we should all be doing as physicians and scientists is read for ourselves. I mean, we know we can't trust the pharmaceutical industry. Mm-hmm. We know that it's in their interest to lie in their preclinical trials that they're paying for being conducted behind closed doors. We have to be discerning in that. That's the whole, you know, Roche Pharmaceuticals, the maker of Tamiflu, fooled the entire world in that way. They did 10 studies. They only released and press released two of those studies. And the Cochrane Collaboration and a group of researchers led by Dr. Tom Jefferson, who, by the way, just recently did the meta-analysis that showed that masks do not work. They provide little to no benefit. So, you know, when a legend like that who has integrity goes after Roche, and he did that also with the editor of the British Medical Journal, and for 4 years, they stayed on Roche like a pit bull saying, you got to release the data. You got to release the, you have to be transparent. We're going to meta-analyze this. We have been, you know, commissioned by the CDC and the World Health Organization, and we're going to look at all the data, mm-hmm. and we're not going to relent. And they created a campaign, unrelentlessly went after Roche and made them turn over the data. And when they did a meta-analysis of all the data, they said, sorry, the data shows this drug does not work. You lied to the world. You got made billions of dollars in it. The same thing is happening with the COVID-19 vaccines.
It's still on the market, Tamiflu. I see it in the pharmacy.
I know. Doctors still prescribe it, thinking that, I mean, I don't know what they're thinking.
But it's been documented by scientific study that it does not work.
It shows no evidence of benefit, and it has a significant level of harms. So, I mean, there are children jumping off of balconies in Japan on this when they're taking Tamiflu. The negative adverse events are significant. So it provides no benefit. It has significant harms. The risk analysis, it just doesn't favor its use. And then you have something like ivermectin, which is one of the safest medications on the planet. You could take it, you know, according to all of the reports to the various databases and maintained by the World Health Organization, it's been used extensively for almost 50 years. And I think it's the number, you could count the number of people that have died attributable to ivermectin on one hand. Mm-hmm. So the safety profile is extraordinary. It's why I keep it in my medicine cabinet at home. If my 2-year-old or 4-year-old, I know how to dose it based on weight. You should always dose it based on weight. Mm-hmm. And you got to know how to drive it into your system with, you know, vitamin. Take it with food if you want it in your bloodstream. Take it on an empty stomach if you want it to stay in the bowels, maybe to treat a parasitic infection. And maybe alternate between those two if you want to do both. I've often told my patients, but very safe medication. It's over the counter in many parts of the world.
I know. Mexico.
Well, and it's over the counter in Tennessee, the United States of America. It's over the counter in Tennessee because the state legislator said, you know, we're going to make this available as an early treatment for our population. That's some good leadership, by the way.
That gives me an idea. I'm like, I've already got my state legislator one bill to do next session. Maybe I'll have to do this.
Yes, absolutely. Keep going, Amber. I'm so proud of you for taking action. That's what we've all got to do. We've got to start getting active. We've been too complacent and letting a bunch of, I don't know, narcissists, sociopaths, people that just go into politics to serve themselves. Look at our federal legislation, legislators, too many narcissists and sociopaths. We need people that want to get in, do their work, get out, and live their life.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that every 2 years, every 4 years in the Senate. We need people that have some integrity to get in there that can't be bought,
right?
So that we can stop this, you know, capture of our public health regulators. I mean, look at the FDA and the CDC. These people have just destroyed science. They are not a place where science is followed. They're a place where science goes to die. They're contriving nonsense, masking the population. Never had any evidence to support it.
They're part of the propaganda machine.
Oh, it's all propaganda. So much of medical science, even the medical journals, are, you know, so subservient and submissive to the income stream that the pharmaceutical industry is paying.
Well, I remember that medical story you told us about the shaken baby syndrome, and you finally found a study mm-hmm. that explained that. And then when you wanted to publish it, your publisher said no,
Yep.
See? Yeah, exactly. That's a perfect example of that. It's like, why? Because it goes against a vaccine, so it can't go into a medical journal. Yeah. Well, this is important because you know what? I had someone on my show accused of shaking their baby, and you are who I thought of because I remember you saying as a physician, you were called in to look at the shaken baby and you didn't see any other evidence except the stuff behind the eye.
Right.
And there was so you didn't feel good about calling CPS. However, people did it for you or went above your head.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it was, I stood and argued against, I said, if you called Child Protective Services because you have bought into this dogma that is, you know, has no evidence, when you really look at it, have you ever looked at the science? I mean, I was in like committee meetings on trial essentially because I was saying, no, what you're doing does not have evidentiary support behind it. It's dogma. It's mythology that's been passed on and we've been taught. And let me tell you, there's other possibilities here. And, and you know, explain to me how this child is, shooken so hard. I had like six cases that I brought with me. And I said, there are no bruises, soft tissue injuries. There is no evidence to suggest this child was shaken. And yet there's, 72 hours ago, all six of these were vaccinated with a battery of 6 to 9 vaccines.
Right. So this lady I interviewed, she was accused, her and her husband of shaken baby happened to be a birth injury from delivery. The doctor never told her. And the child's brain was swelling and crying profusely. And she went to doctor, to doctor, to doctor. Finally, she went to this hospital. This one doctor accused her of child abuse, took her kids away for like,
medical kidnapping. This is what they're threatening you with. Story with your own daughter. My own daughter was threatened at the 6-week pediatric visit with my grandson, her son, at 6 weeks old after refusing the hepatitis B vaccine in the hospital. She goes to the first pediatric visit and the last pediatric visit, by the way. And the pediatrician, because Allie didn't want to consent to the battery of vaccines and that hepatitis B vaccine that they were going to give him for a disease that he wouldn't see for about 20 years. And only then, if he was an IV drug user and, visiting prostitutes, they threatened Allie to call Child Protective Services on her. So this is the Nazi-esque, medical system that's been, weaponized against the public. You see it all the time and it's just unacceptable. Doctors should be, they work for you. They should be compassionate and open-minded and they're not, they're channeling Mengele of, the atrocities of the Holocaust in many cases. And I think the pediatric profession has committed egregious crimes against children and not doing their due diligence. The number of times that I have debated pediatricians, entire panels of pediatricians, and they know less about vaccine ingredients, adverse profiles, VAERS, vaccine adverse event reporting system, et cetera. How little they know is appalling. But it doesn't surprise me because, I'll say it, I get a lot of flack every time I do, but pediatricians for the most part, now there's some that are just, they go into pediatrics because they really want to, but many go because it's the only choice they have. They're not great students. They don't have good grades. They're not competitive. They can't, go into one of the more elite subspecialties in medicine, like ophthalmology, dermatology, some of the surgical subspecialties, et cetera. So they don't match. They don't match with a program that they want. And so they have to scramble and they go into pediatrics. They're the slow kids in school. And the evidence of their, inability to be discerning, clear thinking, open-minded physician scientists is overwhelming. The harms that have been perpetrated on children in America because we've got a class of doctors and pediatrics and many of the primary care specialties that just not that smart. I hate to say it, but they're just not that smart. I tutored many of them when I was a medical student because, and I'm tutoring them, I'm thinking, how did you get in medical school? And I, every one of them ended up in pediatrics, psychiatry, you know, family practice, maybe a few in internal medicine, but it's usually, I mean, you know, it's like the slow kids in school go into those areas. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that are running. They're the gatekeepers. Mm-hmm. They're the ones, you know, sitting on the medical organization, sitting on the hospital board. Right. And, you know, they hate the rest of us that did well enough to be able to choose, you know, better. And I think we would save so many children's lives. We would see a significant downturn in the autism epidemic, mm-hmm. fewer SIDS cases, mm-hmm. if we would just eradicate the pediatric population. I mean, or the pediatrician population, excuse me. I want to be clear.
Fire them.
Just fire the pediatricians.
Well, the family doctors don't want to see children often. I don't understand this. I'm grateful for you. You're a family doctor now. You were an ophthalmologist for a long time, and now you're a family doctor, and you're willing to see children, and I'm grateful because...
Yeah, well, I'm not a family doctor, but I see everybody in the family. I call myself a preventative medicine specialist. So
yeah.
I'm a super specialist. I'm training... in ophthalmology. It's where I did my residency training, but I've also trained in preventive medicine, addiction medicine, and endocrinology.
Yeah.
Functional medicine, age management medicine, nutrition fellowships. I've done a lot of training, but I'm kind of a super specialist, and I can treat any age range for the most part. And
that's what I meant. Cause you've seen some of my family. So yeah. I'm like, I our family doctor deny, is but Dr. If you say Meehan. Yeah. But you know, going back to family and the health of the family and the low mm-hmm. testosterone, when you were going through all of your hormone imbalance, was it almost impossible to get off the couch, get out of bed? Yes. I would think so.
Yeah, I was, I'd always been a high level athlete, and here I was huffing and puffing, going up a flight or two of stairs. I was about 100 pounds overweight. I had, you know, all the stress of medical school and my Italian grandmother, my wife's grandmother living with us, making fresh bread. And I was just fat, sick, and inflamed and depressed. And I didn't want to do anything. And I finally got the proper diagnosis, really low testosterone. My pituitary function was not controlling all of the thyroid and the testicular production of testosterone. And I'll be honest with you, Amber, I was in such a state of depression that I'm a follower of Christ. I would never commit suicide, but if you could have airdropped me into Baghdad to fight against mm-hmm. the Taliban or ISIS, I would have done it with just a pair of boxing gloves and boxers.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Hey, this is Dr. John Diamond from America Unhinged. You are watching The Amber May Show.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20, maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
I would have just gone out on my feet because I just didn't want to live. I just didn't have the hope that I needed. I was seriously depressed, and I was grumpy all the time, tired all the time. And then I got the proper diagnosis. I actually went to a doctor that I had to seek out, and I said, look, I got to check my hormones. Everything on the list applies to me. He said, oh, yeah, let's get your hormones checked. Get them checked. And my mom had higher testosterone than I did. And it was really suffering.
You must have been the testosterone of like a very old, old, old man if it was that low to where your mom was higher.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, a healthy old man like Jack LaLanne, he had healthy, youthful testosterone levels into his old age.
Wow.
But. I always say
like an 80-year-old man will be in the 200 to 300 range is what I was told. Whether I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but 200 or 300 is where most men of all ages, including like in their 30s, are now.
That's right. I'm glad you said that, because I happen to meet a doctor and all my networking I do, and we had this conversation about men's health, and he was telling me he has some 20-year-olds that are in the 200 to 300, and it's breaking his heart.
Yeah.
And they can't afford treatment, he said. And I'm thinking, if he said if he got the treatment himself and sent it home with the guys, it's about $40 a week. And I'm like, you can't afford $40 a week. How sad, because these men are leaving in such a bad state physically. And then it made me think, what is our government and our schools and our media pushing these men to do?
Yeah.
Drop their testosterone. Yeah. How is that really going to make them feel day to day if they have little to no testosterone? If what you're saying, they can't even get off the couch, can't hardly get out of bed, you get depressed, you have no energy whatsoever. How are these men even transitioning to women? How do they even function as women? How do they even function, period? I don't know.
Well, it's the it's a great segue, and it's a great point to kind of explore here based on our discussion of normal hormone levels in the population. And the big attack on hormones for men and women are the endocrine disrupting chemicals, the estrogen-like molecules. We talked about glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup. Atrazine is another herbicide that is such a powerful estrogen receptor binder and stimulator that when it's sprayed on crops and fields in California and it runs off into the streams and ponds, it turns male frogs into female frogs. And when you measure the cord blood, like you take a newborn and the placenta and the umbilical cord, and you measure it, you take that cord blood to the lab and you test it for the toxins and the endocrine disruptors that are present. There's hundreds in a child that is developing in utero, in the mother's womb, swimming in a sea of estrogen filled blood. They are being changed. They're being estrogenized at a time when their body should not be having, you know, should not have atrazine and glyphosate and bisphenol A binding to their estrogen receptors during a time of, you know, rapid neural development. So guess what happens when you subject a living organism to an unnatural environment full of toxic estrogens? Well, you get what we're seeing this month, you know, celebrating Pride and confused about their gender and all of this. We are poisoning the population We're creating this gender confusion, this transgenderism, and it's a big part of the problem. Now, but for beyond that, beyond a child who's, you know, damaged during their development because a mother is not protecting herself from eating all the foods, where all of these, you know, protecting herself from the personal care products that are loaded with these things, you know, slathering antibacterial gel all over her hands, you know, multiple times a day. We also just have a population, even, you know, that are not careful about the foods that they're eating and the products that they're using, and they're getting too much of this estrogen stimulation going on, and it's confusing their brain. It's making their body and their brain think that they have more hormonal production than they actually have, because estrogen is a very important control molecule in the hormonal physiology. So if you got a bunch of unnatural, toxic estrogen-like molecules coming into your body is absolutely confused. It's going to shut down testicular production. And that's, we're seeing that in young men. So even 20 and 30 year olds, they look like 80 and 90 year old hormone levels from maybe 50 years ago. Older men, it's even worse. I mean, that's one of the big things that's happening and why we're seeing a decline in the age, you know, how long we live in the population. People are just going to die earlier. And I think it's by intent.
And I think it's cruel and I think it's so cruel to where you're going to trick somebody into thinking they're a gender that they're not. And you're going to take away that, that chemical in their body that they need, that hormone that they need to function just to feel okay, just to feel copacetic, just to feel all right to be able to function the day. And then you're going to take that away from them. I think that's so cruel where they feel like garbage. And then that's going to just lead into more depression. They already are hurting individuals that they think that they need to be.
There's so much involved, you know, when you try to deny the biologic, you know, condition and you try to alter it artificially, you know, you're creating people that are never going to be able to have an orgasm, that are never going to be able to enjoy a natural sex life, to be able to reproduce.
Right.
I mean, a male body and a female body, their hormones, they have all the same hormones, but they have very different receptor potentials. They have very different response to different levels. And you cannot change that. That is DNA genetically ingrained, and you can alter it. Yeah, you can make someone externally look like they're more female or they're more masculine. But you are creating some real pathology that the body is going to have a very difficult time managing, and they're not even doing it properly. So, you know, let's talk about how you restore hormones.
Right.
And number one, the first thing that you do, especially if you're young,
go see Dr. Meehan at meehanmd.com. Use promo code
Amber. You know, well, and the first thing that I'll tell you is, the first thing you got to do is you got to clean up your diet. You need to understand that every genetically modified food that you're consuming is introducing into your body a estrogen-like molecule that will not only disrupt your hormonal physiology, but it'll destroy your gut microbiome. And, you know, glyphosate is a powerful antibiotic effect, and it'll kill the good bacteria. Mm-hmm. So stop eating that stuff. There's the book that I often recommend to my patients is a book called Estro Generation by Anthony J-A-Y-PhD. Estro Generation, all one word, like estrogen and generation mashed
by
up.
By who?
Anthony J-A-Y-PhD.
In fact, here it is.
Wow. So this is, I have no financial interest in the book, but this is a book that almost every patient, I'll say, you got to read this book. There will be a 100 question test at our next visit. You've got to, if you don't pass it, you're doing pushups, crunches and squats until you can't stand.
PT. But
yeah, it's activity time. But you know, you read that book and you start protecting yourself from these foods. And that's harder. It's easy to say, and it is very hard to do.
Very hard. I've been to the grocery store. I've seen the labels. It is super hard.
Well, I'm almost certain you can't get it at a grocery store. You can't get these foods that you can trust are organic, non-GMO. You can't trust that anymore. So, I mean, that's why we moved to a farm and started, you know, growing our own food, pigs, chickens, cattle, et cetera, is because I just can't, you can't trust the food supply anymore. So you need to go to your farmer's market and you need to have a garden in your backyard, maybe some chickens. I mean, that everybody should have some chickens. They're awesome. You know, they're beautiful. They'll wake you up like you should be getting up when the sun comes up, and you'll have these delicious, rich eggs with, you know, orange, just awesome richness in their yolk. They're nothing like the foods that most people don't realize how good a strawberry that ripens under the effects of the sun and nutrient rich soil can be. But we're getting this produce and foods that are, you know, our meats are toxic waste. The cattle are, and the chickens are eating GMO corn and soybean. So this stuff is coming into our body. It's diminishing our hormonal physiology. It's driving hormones down. It's creating hormone imbalances in women. So now young women don't even know what a normal menstrual cycle is anymore.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.